Welcome to the deep dive. So imagine your household budget is this, tightly packed suitcase. It's barely zipping shut, and suddenly someone forces you to shove a massive, heavy winter coat inside. But you can't buy a bigger bag.
Right, there's just no room.
Exactly. And that is exactly what South Africa's 2024 Medium-Term Expenditure Framework, or MTEF, is dealing with. Today, our mission is to decode this government financial playbook. We're looking at how a nation actually allocates resources when the money simply isn't there.
Yeah, and the MTEF guidelines, they really don't hide the severity of this packed suitcase. Before we even get into the mechanics of the budget, the macroeconomic reality they describe is, well, it's incredibly bleak.
Oh, for sure. We're talking persistent power cuts, deteriorating rail and port infrastructure, high unemployment, all of that.
Yeah, and they specifically state that supply-side constraints are dominating the landscape right now, which basically means the structural gears of the economy are actually jammed.
Right. So simply pumping more money into the economy through government spending won't actually fix long-term growth.
No, it just increases the debt burden. And then comes that massive winter coat from your metaphor.
The wage agreement, right?
Exactly. A 2023 wage agreement handed the government a 37.5 billion rand shortfall for the current period. And the strict, unbreakable rule for this budget is absolutely no new money.
Wow. So it is like your rent suddenly jumping by 20%, but your boss flat out refusing to give you a raise,
Yep.
and you are just forced to freeze all non-critical spending just to survive.
That's a perfect way to look at it. This enormous shortfall has to be funded entirely from within existing baselines. So departments are actually required to restrict non-critical hiring and actively repurpose their own funds.
Meaning departments have to eat into the budgets they already have rather than just going to the Treasury and asking for a bailout.
Yes, exactly.
So if I'm a department head and I have zero new cash, my only option to keep the lights on is to cannibalize my own programs. How is the government managing that chaos without, everything just collapsing?
Well, by fundamentally changing the mechanics of how they budget. So for years, there was this reliance on incrementalism, which is essentially taking last year's budget and just adding a little bit extra on top for the next year.
Right, just assuming you get more.
Yeah. But these guidelines mandate a total replacement of that system with evidence-based spending reviews.
Oh, wow. So they are forcing departments to use hard data to prove their programs aren't obsolete or like duplicated across
All
sectors.
right, they have to submit these streamlined plans by July 14, 2023, and they are legally capping non-personnel budgets below expected inflation using strict CPI projections.
Wait, how strict are we talking?
Very strict. It's 4.8% for 2024 to 2025, then 4.7% for the next year, and 4.6% for 2026 to 2027.
So in real-world terms, every single department is taking a budget cut and just has to figure out how to absorb it.
It represents a massive cultural shift for these departments. It's a move from entitlement to efficiency. I mean, they can no longer assume they'll be funded just because they existed last year. They really have to prove their ongoing value.
Okay, so the government has figured out how to aggressively cut costs for survival today. But if they're slashing everything in sight, how do they ensure they aren't accidentally defunding their long-term future goals, like infrastructure or climate initiatives?
Well, they attempt to solve that with something called budget tagging. They want to track cross-cutting priorities like gender-responsive budgeting, science and technology innovation, and climate budget tagging.
I have to ask, though, does slapping a tag on a spreadsheet actually change anything, or is it just more bureaucracy?
You know, the Treasury guidelines are surprisingly candid about that. They outright admit that previous tagging attempts actually failed to achieve the desired results.
Oh, really? They just admit it.
Yeah, they do. In
Yeah.
fact, they detail how a recent climate pilot hit major snags. Out of 11 pilot sites, only 9 actually finished.
Wow, why did the other two drop out?
It wasn't a lack of desire, it was severe capacity constraints. I mean, figuring out what portion of a department's spending actually counts as climate-related is incredibly complex.
Right, because it requires staff to do a massive amount of extra analytical work and like data entry parallel to their normal everyday jobs.
Exactly, which forced the National Treasury to rethink and simplify the methodology. It perfectly illustrates the tension here, you know.
Yeah, you want to track vital long-term strategic goals, but the people executing the budget are already stretched to their absolute limits just trying to make the math work for this year.
It really is a delicate tightrope. They are trying to balance the immediate, ruthless survival of the national finances against the need to track long-term strategic investments.
And navigating that requires stripping away everything that isn't absolutely essential.
Right, down to the absolute core.
Which brings us right back to that overstuffed suitcase. If you had to apply a ruthless, evidence-based spending review to your own life or business right now, what obsolete habits or expenses would you finally cut to fund your true priorities? Just something to think about.